Chapter 1. The Jefferson Wars. Most of us live in our own world, rather than the world that brought it into being. So we tend to assume that our problems are unprecedented. The rage on the right that descended over the United States upon Barack Obama's 2009 inauguration, the analogies to Nazism and socialism, the questioning of the president's citizenship, the insistence that he was a Muslim, Islam apologist in chief, seemed to many on the left to be wholly new. But American politics has always been infused with the animal spirits of morality and religion, which, when mixed, have created a volatile cocktail, an absolutist politics of good and evil in which anxiety is palpable, compromise is elusive, and the metaphors are martial, culture as war. For this sort of politics, nothing tops the presidential elections of 1796 and 1800, when political feuds led to fistcuffs and founding fathers denounced one another as enemies of the state. Here, just years after the founding, we see the culture war cycle start to spin. Conservatives in John Adams's Federalist Party attacked Thomas Jefferson's religion. Jeffersonians in the Democratic Republican Party, the liberals in this fight, counterattacked. According to the Constitution, there can be no religious test for the presidency. But can voters impose one? Is the United States a religiously plural nation with a godless constitution? Or is it a Christian nation under the watchful eye of the endower of unalienable rights? But the questions in this culture war were not confined to theology or theocracy. They concerned, as well, the passing away of a society of white, Protestant New England men, a hierarchical society rooted in colonial Puritanism, held together by a culture of deference, supported by clerical and business elites, and governed by the wise, the virtuous, and the wealthy. The cultural commitments of this society, in which free citizens turned out to vote on election day only to agree to be governed by their betters, include